basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Southern Union.
Also brought to you by Jeffcoat Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, Gooch Performing Arts Center, Auburn Bank, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's Jack Hutton.
Rivalry weekend, it's a term synonymous among sports worldwide. On the plains of Auburn, it tends to mean a little bit more. Typically, it means Alabama Crimson Tide coming into town. But for the Auburn High Tigers, nothing means more than beating the Opelika Bulldogs. Hello again, everybody. Jack Hutton with you alongside Carter Bird back in the studio. And a new guest with us tonight, Jacob Goins of the Auburn Network, joins us courtside for the matchups between these two crosstown foes. First, the women who come into this one at 11-4, looking to claim that number one spot in Area 4. And then the men will get us started coming in this past Tuesday night, but looking to wrap things up for the season, get to that 22nd win, and go into the playoffs with a lot of momentum. We're going to tell you through that, all that and more on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We'll take 30 seconds and come right back to give you the action on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Bending, stretching, walking. The simple moves in life are a real challenge with joint pain. When that happens, the Orthopedic Clinic is here to help. The Orthopedic Clinic offers a comprehensive range of restoring services, from total and partial joint replacement to bone health programs, physical therapy, and sports medicine. With offices conveniently located in Auburn and Opelika, the Orthopedic Clinic is close to home and here to help you stay in motion. Visit theorthoclinic.com to schedule your appointment today.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn High School Basketball on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama. The Tigers in blue and white, the Opelika Bulldogs in red and black, and we're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. But first, let's bring it over to a new guest on the Auburn High School Sports Network. It's Mr. Jacob Goins of the Auburn Network of the Lee Scott High School Sports Network. Jacob, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Jack. Friday night, Collin High School Basketball, you can't get any better.
No, heck no.
Had Lee Scott defeat Glenwood last night. Thought I'd come on the other side of town and see what's going on at Auburn High School.
Come get you a little taste of the blue and white, man. Well, let's go ahead and break down the starting lineups. First for the women tonight, and first for the Opelika Bulldogs. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud to sponsor Auburn High School Basketball. Starting at guard, a 5'5 freshman, it's number one, Naziri Fanning. At forward, a 6-foot junior, number three, Naomi Wack. At guard, a 5'4 junior, number 10, Tyra Pitts. At forward, a 5'6 junior, number 21, Charity Daniels. And finally, at 5'10, a forward, a senior, number 22, Michaela Jones. For the Auburn Tigers, on the other hand, it's senior night for these Lady Tigers at 11-4, 4-1 in area play. They're tied with Central for that top spot, looking to take things over with a win tonight and a Central loss. First, a 5'7 sophomore guard, it's number one, Leah Tolles. A senior at 6'2", the post player, it's Christiana Ware. She'll wear number two on the evening. A junior guard at 6', number three, and an Auburn commit, Soraya Daniels. Number 22, a senior guard at 5'8", it's Tate Pearson. And finally, a sophomore combo guard. She'll run the point tonight for the Tigers at 5'9". It's number 23, the quarterback, Brooke Hallman. Getting set to go inside Auburn High School. Auburn and Opelika can't get better than a rivalry matchup. You hear the starting lineups being announced over the air. Jacob, coming into this one, let's talk a little bit about what Auburn needs to do in this one before we get to the tip. Obviously, Auburn uses the talents of Soraya Daniels and Brooke Hallman effectively most games. What do they need to do tonight to get the win?
Well, first of all, it's a rivalry game. So you have to play with your emotions, but you also have to keep your emotions out of it a little bit too. It sounds kind of back and forth, but here's what I mean by that. You're playing Opelika. You've got to have some fight. You've got to have some grit to take down the Bulldogs, but not too much to where you get yourself caught in some dumb fouls and get yourself in a hole here early. You got to play well, got to play smart tonight.
Absolutely. Christiana Ware in center circle getting ready to jump this one up. Ball in the air. Ware taps it the way of the Tigers, and the blue and white have it. Brooke Hallman will run this one down in the front court, gives this one back to Leah Tolles, and Tolles will set up the offense for the Tigers. Top of the key for Tolles as she runs against this Opelika press defense. Hallman now will advance this down the lane. She'll pull up from the elbow and hit it. Brooke Hallman on the board quickly. 2 points for Hallman. Bulldogs back down the other way. Working from our left to right, Opelika in the black jerseys with the white numerals and the red trim. Auburn with the traditional home whites, blue numerals and black trim.
Well, already you saw on the offensive end, Auburn off to a 2-0 start. Nice little high post jumper for the Tigers and almost forcing a turnover on the first possession.
Daniels has it now for the Bulldogs, throws it out to the right wing. This is Fanning who has it. Around the horn it goes to Pitts in a corner, puts it up, no good. Rebound under there is Jones. Jones has it, lost it, got it back, put it up, another shot, no good. Tigers can't get the rebound on the floor. Oh, but Daniels rips it away. Daniels has it for the Tigers. Up ahead it goes to Christiana Ware. Bodies flying everywhere for the Tigers and Dogs. Now a foul will be called. Tech had a jump ball. That'll send it back to the Bulldogs as the Tigers were the first to get the tip. So Opelika will have it. 7:12 left to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Auburn.
Should have been a kick ball down here. Opelika off the foot. It was incidental, but kicked it all the way to the half court line. Jump ball. Good fight for both teams. And here we are. Opelika keeps possession.
So here are the Dogs going from our left to right once again. Tyra Pitts has this one against Hallman on the left wing. Back to Wack at the top of the key, who shoots it around to Fanning. Fanning now to Daniels at the top of the key. That 2-3 zone coming out again for the Tigers. Pitts on the wing now swings this one back over to Wack. Wack over to Fanning at the top of the key. Now right-handed dribble gives this one back to Pitts. Inside to Daniels. Daniels lost it. Ball on the deck. Christiana Ware down there with Fanning for the Dogs. They're going to call another jump ball. That'll give it back to the Tigers. 6:49 left. 2-0 Tigers in the first quarter.
Auburn High School very handsy early on the defensive side. They're attacking the basketball. Very handsy right there, knocking it away. Force another jump ball. It's coming this way.
Courtney Pritchett in the blue plaid tonight for senior night. Looking good over there, Coach. Brooke Hallman advancing this one ahead with the left-handed dribble. Now to Tolles on the left wing, guarded by Daniels. Uses the right-handed dribble to get free over to Tate Pearson, top of the key. A back cut by Hallman. Oh, tipped up in the air. A nice interception there by Daniels. Daniels will throw this one ahead, being run down by Fanning. That'll be too long, and it'll go out of bounds back to the Tigers. 6:26 left to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Tigers. A little bit of a kind of a hazy start here between these two teams. A hectic start, that is, between these two teams. Daniels walks this one up floor. Now pass center court against Wack. Over to Hallman on the left wing. Hallman with above the head pass. And now there's Soraya Daniels cutting to the basket. She lays it in, and that'll give it to 4-0 Tigers. 6:08 left to go in the first quarter.
What a pass by Hallman. She passed it way before Daniels made the backdoor cut. Saw the opening, made a beautiful pass, and a good finish underneath.
Daniels has it for the Bulldogs. Lost it for a moment. Now gets it back. Dribbles into the teeth of the Auburn defense. Now back out to Fanning. Fanning swings this one around to Pitts on the right wing, guarded by Daniels. Now back to Wack. Wack will take a three. Almost got the roll, but Leah Tolles with the rebound. Tolles up ahead for the Tigers. Now Hallman speeds this one ahead with the right hand. All the way down the right side. Now she'll pull this one back out. Thought about the three. Skip pass inside. There's Christiana Ware for the bucket. 6-0 Tigers.
You saw on one end, Opelika not scared to shoot the three. Failed to get back. Auburn takes advantage. Nice pass inside and another good finish underneath.
6-0 run to start this one for Auburn. Tyra Pitts in the corner will dribble this one out into the teeth of the defense. And now back to Fanning. She'll try to lose it back court. And it is going to go back court. Back to the Tigers.
Quick start for Auburn. Couple of forced turnovers against Opelika. Auburn up 6-0 with 5:22 to go here in the first quarter. This is where you could see Auburn take advantage here, maybe get Soraya Daniels worked in a little bit and really turn this game and blow it open here in the first.
5:22 left to go. 6-0 Tigers. As you mentioned, Jacob, Auburn on the verge of blowing this one open. There's a skip pass inside, and that'll help for the case. Tate Pearson finds Soraya Daniels. There's a timeout for Opelika. 5:11 left to go. Auburn's up 8-0.
Just like that, Soraya Daniels, what'd I say? Right underneath, another backdoor cut, wide open layup. That's two layups for her. She's on the board with four, and Auburn's up 8-0.
And a great look by Tate Pearson. A full timeout. We'll take 30 on the Auburn High School Sports Network and be right back. Tigers up 8-0.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
8-0 Auburn Tigers on top of the Opelika Bulldogs. Jack Cutton and Jacob Goins with you inside Auburn High School. Opelika running this one ahead. Churdy Daniels down the right side of the lane, lays it up with the right hand and gets the roll.
Tough finish. Opelika gets their first points in the ballgame.
8-2, Soraya Daniels back the other way. We'll take this one baseline. In some trouble. Now shoots this one out to Pearson. Too tall for Tate Pearson over there in the corner. That'll go back to the Dogs.
good idea. Just got caught down low, kind of in that no man's land on the baseline away from the basket. Had the right idea, just a little too hot on the pass.
Auburn will now hit with some three-quarter court pressure as Wack will have it for the Dogs. Tipped out of there by Brooke Coleman. Up ahead to Soraya Daniels. Easy pickings for the layup and good.
Soraya Daniels up to 6 points now, and they've all been easy open layups.
Boy, Daniels so good at getting to the basket in traffic, but also that speed can really mess you up as the opposing team. There's another steal on the court by Auburn. Tolles has it, gives it up to Daniels. Daniels runs this one ahead and lays it in.
Daniels having a heck of a first quarter already. She is on fire, but again, they've all been layups.
Boy, we've become so accustomed to Soraya just having her way up offensively with teams. As here is Opelika back the other way. Believe a jump ball is going to be called once again. That should be Auburn ball. Looks like the arrow is pointing towards Auburn.
Looks like it's going to stay on that end.
Believe they're going to keep it with the Dogs. Boy, if you were with us on Tuesday in Smith Station, Auburn had a little bit of a faux pas with the possession arrow, if you will. Couple of jump balls given the way of the opposing team, we'll say. Maybe some karma happening for the Auburn Tigers, but that's not karma. Going the other way, Opelika steps out of bounds. Tate Pearson will throw this one in for the Auburn Tigers.
Just sloppy for the Bulldogs. I mean, you're stepping on the sideline. Nobody really on you. Just got ahead of yourself.
Hallman with it, crossing half court. Now slings this one over to Tolles. Tolles uses the right hand to get free. Now gives it back to Hallman. Hallman, no room, gives it back to Tolles on the left wing. Open three on the wing. Yes! Leah Tolles knocks it down. Auburn on a 15-2 run out of the gate.
If they're not going to come out and guard you, you may as well shoot and make them pay. That's exactly what Auburn did. 15-2 now, Tigers.
Opelika back the other way. Ball run down in the corner over there by Monica Wack, who's checked in. Check that. That's Jordan Cobb, who's actually into the ball game. Another jump ball going to be called underneath, and this time it will go back to the Tigers.
And again, Auburn on defense, they're just collapsing on anybody that touches the basketball. They're going to be swatting at it. They're going to wrap it up a little bit too, and another jump ball going for the Tigers.
Claire Barber into the game for the Opelika Bulldogs. Also into the game, Deja Keith. Inside pass to Soraya Daniels. We've seen that play a couple of times tonight. Tate Pearson holding it over her hand. Can't quite get it in there, and Opelika has it. Almost stolen away by Tolles at half court. Barber will run this one ahead on the right wing. Swings it around to Dowell, who's checked into the ballgame. Now inside to Turdy Daniels. Back outside to Barber. Barber has it, throws it out to Daniels. Again, another steal by Soraya. Daniels uses the left hand, gives it back to Hallman. Brooke down the lane. Can't get the roll on the bucket, but she'll head to the line.
Well, defense turns into offense. We talk about it all the time in sports talk and in play-by-play. Soraya Daniels gets the steal, gets the outlet pass up. Couldn't get the layup, but she'll head to the free throw line.
Of course, that tandem duo that you hear about from Auburn so much. Soraya Daniels, Brooke Hallman. Soraya putting up over 20 points per game as the first free throw by Brooke Hallman is good. Give her three on the evening. Brooke with 11.6 points a game, but that really started here in the last few games. She started out this season not scoring very much, and you heard from Courtney Pritchett, if you've been with us all year, as the free throw is good by Brooke Hallman, 17-2 Auburn. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. But you've heard that Brooke kind of struggled there for a little while. Been able to come back out, put up some numbers now, and she's firing on all cylinders. Ball tapped around underneath. That'll go out of bounds off of Auburn, so it'll be Opelika basketball on their end. 17-2, Auburn on top of Opelika. No fooling around in this one, Jacob.
Well, you look at Hallman, I mean, 3.3 assists per game, leads the team, so more of a passer first, but as you said, as of late, scoring very effectively.
Had 26 last game against Opelika. That was in Opelika, in the doghouse, as they say. Auburn in what looks like a matchup zone now, as Keith will have it. Gives it inside to Dowell. Dowell gives it back to Keith, but they'll call a travel on the way to the bucket.
It was the right call. Took two steps and then took a little jump stop inside the lane. Had the right idea again, just couldn't get it done. And Auburn again, pressuring ball handlers. It's nothing easy right now for the Bulldogs.
17-2. 2.5 minutes left to go opening period between these two rivals. Daniels up ahead for the Auburn Tigers. Left-handed dribble hits Hallman on the left wing. Back inside to Daniels. Oh, a great play drawn up by Courtney Pritchett, but it goes fumbled. Here's a baseball pass up ahead to, well, no one in particular. Is out of bounds. Charity Daniels, I believe, was out in front of the defense, but stopped on a dime to come back. Brooke Hallman was running with her, and that'll go out of bounds back to Auburn.
That's a pass you expect to see on Sunday in an NFL playoff game. Reared back and let it fly, just nobody home.
Hallman will walk this one ahead for the Tigers. 17-2. Auburn on top of Opelika. Looking to increase that lead here. Daly also broke into the game for the Tigers. Hands this back to Soraya. Three in the air off the back rim. No good.
A lot of confidence in that shot, though.
Rebound to whack for the Dogs. Daniels will run this one ahead. Throws it inside. Stolen away by Christiana Ware. Ware running ahead of the defense, and Charity Daniels will reach in and foul her.
Jack, I sound like a broken record, but Auburn getting hands on almost every possession on the defensive side. When Opelika tries to do anything, Auburn is touching the basketball. They may not have gotten a steal every time. They did right there, but just so active with their hands, and they're forcing it. And Opelika's a little flustered at times on the offensive end of the floor.
Over the past probably 5 to 6 games for the Auburn Tigers, that focus on steals has been a big part of what Courtney Pritchett and this team are trying to do. Of course, they got out to 8-4, have won their last 3 since that Central game, but this Auburn Tiger team starting to play better defense and starting to get more takeaways. Here is Daly Alsobrook in the corner, fed by Hallman. A three in the air, swish for Daly Alsobrook. There's Daly's start to the scoring book. We'll see if she can continue that run of double-figure games. She's had 3 in a row now with 22, 14, and 10. How about a steal by the senior, Tate Pearson, all the way to the bucket. It's senior night. And the fourth-year player gets it to go.
First turnover we've seen Auburn force out of that full-court press. They're in it again after a made basket.
There's another steal by Tate. All the way to the bucket. Left-handed layup this time. Liked it so much she did it twice. So nice she did it twice, I guess you could say. 24-2, Auburn on top of Opelika. Jacob, what has been the key for this Auburn run out of the gate?
It's been all defense. Auburn has forced turnover after turnover after turnover, and much like we see in high school basketball, Auburn's looking to run. When they force that turnover, they're not going to slow it down and wait for the defense of Opelika to get back and set their feet. No, absolutely not. Between Soraya Daniels and Pearson, they're going to go and run, and we've seen transition layup after transition layup. Those two going back and forth. They're your two leading scorers all season. They're showing it here tonight.
Last time out, as you mentioned, those two scoring guards for the Tigers, Soraya Daniels and Brooke Hallman against the Opelika Bulldogs, they combined for 54 points in Opelika's own gym. Since then, Auburn's played pretty good ball, beating opponents by an average of almost 30 points per game, and they pick up a big victory over the Central Red Devils. They avenged that loss to Central earlier in the season. Jacob, when we were at Central, when I was at Central last time, and kind of paying attention to the game, it seemed like Auburn just did not get their footing last time. They go down 17-0 to start the game.
Wow.
And against Central, you can't do that. Against a team like Opelika, boy, it seems like that they're kind of giving Opelika some of what Central gave them here.
24 points in the first quarter of a varsity girls basketball game, and I'm not saying that in a demeaning way versus girls basketball. They just don't score as much. And 24 points in one quarter of high school basketball in general, Jack, is really, really impressive.
Still with a minute to go, by the way, in that opening quarter. Cameron Cleveland into the game for a couple of minutes here. Also into the game for the Tigers, Kasia Woody, Antoinette Morgan, and the seventh grade sensation, Caitlin Mitchell. Ball is tipped out of the hands of number 24, Claire Barber, for the Dogs by Leah Tolles. That'll stay with the Dogs with 54 seconds left to go in this opening quarter.
You look at Auburn on the floor right now, a little bit more size on Opelika. We'll see if they do that and go to that on the offensive side.
Inbound to Barber. Has it at the top of the key, holds it above her head, now feeds the cutting Jordan Cobb to the bucket. Cobb threw it up in the air to nobody in particular, and Kasia Woody out of there with it. Over to Caitlin Mitchell, the seventh grader, running it ahead with the right hand. She'll stop. She'll pop from the left wing. Yes, Caitlin Mitchell hits it. 27-2, Tigers. Mitchell and Tolles trapping in the backcourt. Up ahead it goes to Dowell. Dowell taking it down the left side of the lane. Puts up the layup. No, nothing on the shot as that goes out of bounds. And Antoinette Morgan will hustle back after hustling for that one.
In between a layup and a jump shot, just really nothing going there, Opelika, on offense. Auburn's got 20 seconds. See if they can extend the lead.
27-2. Auburn trying to extend that out even further. 15 seconds. Mitchell around the screen. Steps behind the three-point line. Now looking for some help underneath. Ball tipped around. Almost stolen away by Opelika. Back into the hands of Mitchell. Mitchell takes this one down the middle of the lane. Put up a floater. Oh, had it partially blocked. Rebound to the Dogs. Throw it out of there. They're going to get a foul on the pass with 1.5 seconds left. And you're up 27-2, but that's something where Coach Courtney Pritchett not going to be happy about that. A foul with 1.5 seconds left on the clock.
Just playing aggressive, trying to get steals. We've seen multiple of them already. Auburn just going after it again. A little too handsy, right? We've talked about that in this first quarter. Just a little too aggressive, though. You got a second and a half, got to defend here.
27-2, just a second and a half on the clock here. Opelika will need an inbound and a quick shot. They'll get it, but the shot is no good as that goes high off of the backboard. Auburn uses a 27-2 first quarter to just about put this one away very early. We'll see how big that lead can get as we get further on into this game. We're going to take a minute break on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Come right back and get you the second quarter action. 27-2, Auburn on top of the Opelika Bulldogs. This is the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
So you want to know what it's like to be a college student at Southern Union? I'll tell you, you get the best of both worlds, low costs and small class sizes, plus all the perks that come from attending a school in an ideal college setting. Get as involved on campus as you want, or buckle down and get ready to join the workforce fast. Visit suscc.edu to schedule an in-person tour or to register now for next semester.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
7-2 Auburn on top of the Opelika Bulldogs. Auburn High School women's basketball is on the air on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Opelika has it in the front court. Shirdy Daniels puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to the Tigers. Tolles runs it ahead, but she loses it. But then Opelika loses it running the other way. Shirdy Daniels out of bounds. That'll stay with the Tigers.
And again, just sloppy coming into the second quarter, out of the first quarter. We're Opelika. You're down 27-2. You get out and run in transition, just a turnover, and it'll stay Auburn basketball.
Jacob, our board monitor, our board engineer, that is Carter Bird, who you know pretty well.
Yeah, I know him a little bit. I've talked to him once or twice in passing.
He said that we may have given an announcer's jinx as
no,
we went
no, no.
to break.
You did. I didn't say anything.
Well, hey, we are in this as a team, big man.
I can't say anything. Carter knows I am the biggest announcer jinx that has ever lived. And calling Lee Scott basketball this year, I have jinxed many a free throw shooters.
Ball out of bounds on Opelika. That'll head back to the Tigers. Tolles around the screen. She runs it down the middle of the lane. Lost it going out. That'll stay with the Tigers. Joe, check that. That'll be off of Auburn. Believe Tolles may have need that one out of bounds. So that'll be scooped up and given back to the Opelika Dogs.
Yeah, she turned the corner, just a good hand from behind, poked it out, went across the court out of bounds. It is out on Auburn, so a good play from Opelika. And, you know, if you're the Bulldogs, it's a really tough spot to be in, right? It's 27-2 at the start of the second quarter. You're thinking, how in the world do we even get ourselves to continue playing this game because you are in such a hole? But it's one possession at a time if you're Opelika.
Good for Auburn to get a couple of minutes for the ladies that really are going to make up the majority of this roster in the coming seasons. Auburn, a young team for the most part. A lot of sophomores, a lot of juniors on this squad. And you got somebody like Caitlin Mitchell, a seventh grader right now, who's going to be good for many years to come. But Auburn's getting some of these second team girls in that are going to have a big part to play in the years to come. I think that's big. Opelika to the line here. Naomi Wack with a couple of free throws on the other end. First one, no good.
Yeah, it's always good when you're able to get younger players at the high school level, when you're able to get those eighth graders, and like you said, even sometimes those seventh graders to come off the bench. You've seen them star in JV, get some good quality varsity minutes against the starting five for Opelika.
Second free throw is knocked down, 27-3. Tolles will run this one ahead with the left hand for Tigers. Skip pass in the corner to Jonah Chodd, who's checked into the ball game. Now back to Tolles, runs it down the length, puts it up from the free throw line, no good. Rebound to the Tigers. Antoinette Morgan in there, gets it back. Put up a shot, no good. Back to Tolles, who put it off the glass, no good, but a foul.
Good effort from Tolles. Her first shot was a little short, had the right idea, a little pull up from the free throw line. Followed her shot, was able to get the craziness after it was tapped around. Got the put back, couldn't get it to go, but she'll head to the free throw line.
That'll be on Naomi Wack, her first of the game. 7:03 left to go in the second quarter. First free throw by Tolles. Ooh, in and out. Free throw shooting been an issue at times for this Auburn High School squad. Like to see that start improving as you get towards playoff contention, and there's a good way to start. Leah Tolles knocks down the second one. 28-3 is your score. Opelika with it on the offensive end. Fanning runs it down the right side of the baseline, puts it up. No good. Rebound, though, to the Dogs. Wack has it, now gives it back to Fanning on the left wing. Backs it back up against Todd for the Tigers. Right-handed pass back the other way. Auburn's going to steal that one away underneath. Kasia Woody has that. Tolles now on the break for the Tigers. Left-handed dribble. Stops from the free throw line. Will pop that jumper from there and uses the bank. The bank is open for Leah Tolles. Give her three on the evening and a 29-3 lead.
Same spot, different result. Able to use the backboard, get it in, a good-looking shot.
Fanning with it for the Dogs. Down the lane, and Jonah Wood just went up and made sure that that one wasn't going to go in any way possible. Fanning will head to the line for a couple of shots, but hey, what, Jonah Wood made sure that wasn't going in. Believe we're going to get a timeout here. Courtney Pritchett may have called this one a 30-second timeout, so we'll leave this one here. Jacob, let's talk a little bit about this Opelika squad. They come off a season that saw a playoff berth. They fell by the wayside the first round of Park Crossing out of Montgomery, 75-60. This year, they're in 7A for the first time. The Dogs at this point last year were 11-10. This year, they're 8-13, so only a few games off of that mark here in 7A. How difficult is it to go from a classification like 6A to 7A?
Well, I mean, we all know in terms of football, right, of just how the different level of competition, and that's how it is whether you're going from 1A to 2A, going 3 to 4, whatever it may be. But when you're going to 7A ball, you're playing the best of the best in the state of Alabama. I mean, you're playing the likes of Auburn, of Opelika, of Trussville, other schools, Central, those types of programs. And it is an adjustment. It's like if you see a college team that goes from outside of the Power 5 into the Power 5 or go from FCS to FBS, you're just taking that next step knowing you're going to be playing better competition. And it takes you a couple of years to adjust to get the proper talent in here. But you can't expect to just go in and dominate. You got to take it one game at a time and just really play to your strengths.
Fanning no good on the first one, but does hit the second. 34 is your score between these two squads. 6.5 left to go in the second quarter. Mitchell runs this one ahead for the Tigers. Between the legs, dribble top of the key. Working on Fanning as she dribbles it to the right side. Now down the right side of the lane, puts it back up. Oh, man, air ball on the layup. May have thought she got fouled. Up ahead goes Opelika. That'll be stolen away by Wood. Now the Tigers have it on the run. Antoinette Morgan pops it back outside to Leah Tolles in the corner. Runs this one baseline. Tried to go up with a reverse layup. Had it blocked out of there. That'll stay with the Tigers.
A couple of forced shots on that possession, Jack. Auburn weren't super clean shots, just trying to get it up. Maybe playing for a foul as well. Some good minutes, though, for the bench as we see some starters come back in.
As you mentioned, the bench doing a very good job there in those couple of minutes that they got game action in. And now Auburn will send its starters back in to maybe work on a couple of things, maybe try to lengthen this lead back out. Soraya Daniels has it right wing, stops, gives it to Ware. Ware tried to go up with a flat-footed shot. Look, Hallman has to run that one down. They'll say that goes the way of the Dogs. Hallman may have stepped out of bounds before she touched it.
Opelika has really stepped up defensively here in the second quarter. They gave up 27 in the first, only three so far in almost 2.5 minutes of this second quarter.
Pitts has it for Opelika, up ahead to Wack. Inside to Cherty Daniels, tried a wraparound pass underneath to Jones, who just wasn't there, it seemed like. It seemed like she was turning one way, and Daniels tried to throw it in to the way she was not turning.
Had the right idea. She was trying to do a little loop-around bounce pass to the right low block. Jones had actually moved to the opposite block. Had this right idea, just a little miscommunication.
Soraya Daniels has it just past half court. She'll work on the Opelika defense.
3-on-3 here, Jack.
Yes, sir. Takes this to the dominant side. Calls for the clear out, steps inside the arc, shoots the two, and gets it to roll.
That's so strong to be able to just shoot off the dribble like that. You don't need anybody else. Create your own shot. That's why she's going to go play at the next level and play some SEC basketball.
Double digits for Soraya Daniels, the Auburn commitment, as you hear from Jacob Goins. Fanning has it for the Opelika Dogs. 32-4 as the shot is fired up. No good. Cherty Daniels inside with Arena. Check that. That's Jones, who will go inside to Wack, who's fouled going up. That'll be an and-one opportunity as Wack will make her way to the free throw line. Not sure who they got the foul on underneath there.
See who they get the foul on.
Tate Pearson, I believe, number 22.
Yep. And you look at Opelika offensively, especially here in the second quarter as we're just under 5 minutes, they're getting some open looks. They're not the best looks they could probably get, but they have started to get some open shots, just unable to knock it down. But, again, if you're Opelika, you're looking to get to the free throw line as she knocks down the free throw. And just try to work your way back in if you're Opelika, but if you're Auburn, got to stop the bleeding here.
Hallman quickly speeds this ahead. Now we'll slow it down, and she'll give it back to Soraya. Daniels has it out front against Daniels. Throws this one over to Hallman. Thought about the three. Now we'll drive inside. Step to the elbow. Shoot the two off the iron. No good. Rebound to Christiana Ware. Fanning, though, tried to come in and save that one for the Dogs, and she'll just grab it and take hold of it and run it out of bounds. That'll stay with the Tigers.
I think if she lets it go, I think it'll do an Opelika basketball. But she, I mean, A for effort, right? But she went after it, I think, again. I think Auburn would have ran right out of bounds if she let her go.
Tigers will inbound this underneath their own basket. Hallman looking for a trigger. Gets it into Soraya. Soraya lost it. Now got it back. Shoots the nine-footer. No good. Rebound on the deck. Christiana Ware had it, then lost it. Wack will get it up ahead to Fanning, who will be fouled by Tolles.
Yeah, fouling 85 feet from the basket. Not really what you're looking for. Most of the teams, everybody had run all the way back. Tolles just trying to go for the ball. Got a reach-in foul.
4:33 left to go before the half. And a 25-point lead for the Auburn Tigers. Wack inbounds this one to Fanning. Now who gives it back to Wack? Throws this one over to the right hand over to Cherty Daniels. Inside. Oh, nice defense by Tate, but she couldn't save it. Going out of bounds. That'll go back to Opelika.
Full court pressure from Auburn off of made baskets, off a stoppage of play. You see it. We've seen it the entire game so far as we are a quarter and a half into the basketball game. Opelika tried to penetrate it a little bit, able to get it across half court, just kind of threw it away. They're lucky to keep the ball.
4:26 left to go before the half. Three in the air by Tyra Pitts for the Dogs is no good. Rebound underneath. Opelika runs this one down and back out to Pitts. Pitts will run the offense. Gives it back to Wack, who shoots it from the left wing. Off the back iron, no good. Another offensive rebound for the Dogs. Cherty Daniels all the way to the bucket. Goes up on Ware. Had it blocked. Rebound to Tate Pearson, but she lost it getting out of there. Daniels all the way to the bucket. A nice move by Cherty Daniels to get there. And Opelika's got nine on the board.
Lots of contact on her initial shot. No call. She followed her shot, though, after a little craziness on that end. She's able to get it to go.
Hallman will run this one ahead. Now hand off to Soraya Daniels in the front court. 3:49 left to go before the half. Just stay tuned at halftime. We're going to have assistant coach, Scott Bagwell of the Auburn High School men join us to run us through what it's going to look like for the Area 4 champion Tigers. Auburn no good on the shot from Soraya Daniels at possession. Now they're on the defensive end. Opelika almost turns this ball over. Now Fanning has it running past the defense. Kick out to Pitts. Now into the corner for Daniels. Steps inside. Shoots the 10-footer. No good. Rebound to Christiana Ware for the Auburn Tigers. Out to Tolles. Tigers want to run. Left-handed dribble all the way by the sophomore point guard. All the way to the bucket she goes. Oh, a nice move to get there, but she had it blocked out of there by Wack. Opelika back the other way to Cherty Daniels. Daniels with a left-handed layup, and it's good.
Starting to see Opelika settle in a little bit on the offensive end in the half court. Auburn doing a nice job speeding them up, but that's where Opelika wants to play right now, is in transition.
Lead down to 21. Hallman now a three at the top of the key. That's batted around by the Bulldogs as the shot is no good, and a rebound to Opelika. Cherty Daniels will take it down the lane. Now we'll give it back out to Fanning. To Wack, who will put the three up. No good. Daniels underneath. She lost it going up. Believe that was blocked out of there by Christiana Ware. Hallman on the run with a right-handed dribble pass his half court. Daly also Brooke getting set to check back into the ball game at the next stoppage in play. Hallman has it against Fanning. Crossover dribble to the free throw line. Steps back. Shoots the 15-footer in the air. Can't get the roll on it. Rebound ripped away by Christiana Ware. They're going to call a jump ball. Believe that'll give it to the Tigers.
You're supposed to get that type of roll at home, Jack, on your home floor. That touched every part of the rim.
I tell you what, somebody didn't loosen the rims enough.
If you look close enough, I think it's sitting at an angle.
We'll go with that, Brooke. That's why you didn't get the roll. 2:23 left in the second quarter, 32-11. 32-11, that is a 21-point lead. Tate Pearson will inbound this one underneath the Auburn Tigers basket. Inside to Soraya. There she is. Left-handed layup. Can't get the roll, but she'll head to the charity stripe.
Good look. Soraya Daniels is able to find her way open almost every single time when Auburn actually sets up their half-court offense. They haven't had to do it a whole lot in this game. They've been able to force turnovers, get out and run in transition. But when they do set up that half-court offense, like Soraya Daniels, more times than not, able to find the open hole.
Soraya gets a couple at the line. First one up, probably around just about every part of the rim and out. I think you may be hitting on something there.
Well, luckily, Opelika's shooting on that side in the second half. So,
Soraya will get another one. Spins this in the air. Got the roll on that one. That'll be 11 for the Auburn commit. 33-11, 2:20 left to go before the half. Daniels and Alsobrook pressing in the backcourt.
There's that full court press again.
Back
off the main
it
basket.
Goes to Dowell. Yes, Auburn loves to run that full court press. Up ahead to Wack. Dogs break the press. Inside goes Alsobrook with the steal. Left-handed dribble up ahead to Hallman. Brook a wide open lane to the bucket. Right-handed layup goes. Brook Hallman with 6 points. 35-11. Tigers on top. 1:56 left to go before the half. Fanning has it. Dribbles it over the head of Pearson on another steal by Christiana Ware. Brook Hallman has it. What a feed. Over to Daly. Also, Brook had to stop and pop. Now gives this one back to Hallman. Three in the air from the right wing is good.
That play started by the heads-up play of Auburn. When they get the basketball, they're looking ahead, not looking at their feet. Nice-looking shot and knocked it down.
Boy, this Auburn defense just so hard to navigate past, but Opelika does a nice job that time as they get it down the floor quickly, and Michaela Jones is fouled by Christiana Ware. She gets the bucket, and she'll go to the line.
Credit Opelika, man. They haven't given up, right? They feel, you can see it on the offensive and the defensive end. They feel they're still in this basketball game, and they are. 38-13. This is high school basketball. You never know what's going to happen. Auburn is very fortunate that Opelika has missed some open shots here, Jack.
Definitely so. I think Opelika, but I do think that is a strategy from Auburn tonight, because you know that Opelika is not the best shooting team from behind the arc
no
and
doubt.
From outside, as the free throw is no good. Tate Pearson tries to save that for the Tigers. That'll go back to the Bulldogs. But I think that's the plan tonight, is make Opelika shoot that outside shot once they get into their offense. Don't let them run inside and make a layup game out of it.
It's simple. Make them make shots. And Auburn is making Opelika make shots, and the Bulldogs are not making them.
Steal by Soraya Daniels in the backcourt. She runs it ahead of the defense all the way to the bucket. Pulls up from about 4 feet, though, and she'll shoot a jumper. Missed it on the right side of the rim.
Yeah, you'd like to see her go all the way to the rim there.
Dowell has it for the Dogs. Runs it ahead, uses the arm bar to get free. Almost stolen out of there. Oh, it was stolen, but then back to the Dogs it goes. Dowell will put up the shot, no good. Rebound to Christiana Ware, and the Tigers have it once again. 1 minute remaining in the first half. There's a nice pass inside to Soraya Daniels. Goes up for two, missed the layup. Brooke Hallman thought she had an assist.
If she takes that initial shot, Jack, she probably gets it to go. She delayed, waited on the defense to get there, and had a good contest from Opelika.
One thing I think you'd like to see out of Soraya is a little bit less shooting off of 1 foot that she kind of does. She does a lot of kind of moving to the side and putting something up. She's 6 feet tall. Just go right up into that, and you're either going to get a foul call or that bucket's going to go.
And a platoon swap again for Auburn here. You're seeing more bench players come in, 37 and a half to go.
Caitlin Mitchell, Kasia Woody, Cam Cleveland, and Antoinette Morgan into the game. Staying in there is Leah Tolles for the blue and white. 35-34 now, ticks remaining in the first half, and there's a foul on Leah Tolles about 35 feet from the basket.
And again, there's those hands on defense. Auburn, even if they pick up fouls, they're not going to stop. They're not going to back off on defense. That's what's gotten them this 38-13 lead, is forcing those turnovers. So they'll give up a foul, but unfortunately, they've got 7 fouls. Now Opelika in a 1-1.
Something I think Auburn needs to continue down this stretch as they move into the playoffs. Continue to play that hard, aggressive defense in the backcourt. I think Auburn is at its best when they are pressing, when they are trying for steals, when they're going for aggressive steals like that.
Well, when you're playing aggressive on defense, it allows you to play aggressive on offense as well.
Free throw no good, but the rebound goes to the Dogs after Kasia Woody lost it going up. 25 seconds left to go in the first half. Dowell has it, holds it above her head, had it swatted out of there by Morgan. That'll stay with the Dogs.
And as I was saying, aggressive defense leads to aggressive offense, because turnovers lead to what? They lead to runouts, and they lead to buckets in transition. So that's what has Auburn 38-13.
Fanning working on Tolles, now down the left side of the lane. Put it up off the glass. Can't get the roll, but she'll head to the line. Are they going to get Kasia Woody for that foul underneath? No, they're going to get Leah Tolles. That'll be her third of the ball game.
She's played a lot here in this first half. When the benches come in, she has usually stayed out there, and she's picked up a couple of fouls now. And, again, credit to Opelika. They are working themselves to the free throw line. They need to knock them down as they miss the first one. But when you're down 38-13 on the road, if you are talking about what Opelika needs to do, that's exactly what it is. Get yourself to the free throw line, and you got to knock them down. Auburn, again, fortunate that the Bulldogs aren't making shots.
First one no good by the senior guard for the Dogs. Second one up off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Tigers for Caitlin Mitchell. That'll go out of bounds back off of Opelika. Antoinette Morgan actually the one that ripped down that rebound, tried to get it back to Mitchell. That was tipped out of bounds on Fanning.
Tigers bailed out by a lazy pass.
Mitchell will inbound to Tolles. 11 seconds, now 10. Leah runs this one ahead. And a reach-in going to be called on the Opelika defense. Are they going to get that one on Fanning? I believe they will. Yes,
they
will be. Her first of the game. Will that put Tolles at the line? No, they will not. As Auburn not in the bonus yet. Only five team fouls for the Opelika Bulldogs. Would need two more for free throws without a shot here. With 8 seconds left, don't know if you're going to get that. Leah Tolles, though, will take this one in the front court. Put the three.
Oh.
Hit it! Hit it with about 3 seconds on the clock, and that's how the first half will end. Leah Tolles on the scoreboard once again for tonight. She's got 9, and Auburn's got a 41-13 lead.
Couldn't ask for a better half of basketball. You got 41 points. You end it with a 3. All the momentum back on the side of the Tigers.
Auburn fully in control over the Opelika Bulldogs at the half, 41-13. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We're going to break this one down, give you a couple halftime numbers, and then talk with assistant coach Scott Bagwell for the Auburn High School men. He'll run us down what they're going to see tonight from the Opelika High School men's team, as well as give you a preview into the playoffs. All that and more coming up on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Once again, Auburn on top of Opelika, 41-13 at the half. We'll be right back for Auburn High School women's basketball on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We're live from Auburn Bank Signing Day. Angela scanning the closing documents. Looks like the competitive rate her Auburn Bank mortgage lender promised. She gets the pen, clicks it once, twice, spin move, and we have a signature. Angela Green is a first-time homeowner. With competitive rates, online applications, and hands-on mortgage lenders, the wins just feel bigger. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 403461.
The Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at goochcenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic pain. It's made for living, for family, for your favorite hobbies, for sports, for morning walks and afternoon playing in the park. If you suffer from joint or orthopedic pain, turn to the experts at the Orthopedic Clinic. Our board-certified surgeons provide cutting-edge surgical procedures and high-quality, innovative services all close to home. Don't let joint or orthopedic pain keep you from doing all the things you love. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule an appointment today.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
41-13, your halftime score between Auburn and Opelika women's basketball. This Auburn team jumped out to a 27-2 run to start this one before they go into the half with this huge, huge lead. And now we're going to transition over to the men's game after this one tonight. We're going to sit down with assistant coach Scott Bagwell on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Coach Bagwell, seemed like last time out you guys had a rough time getting going in the game, just never really got up to that level of play that you guys were used to. What does Auburn need to do tonight to come back out and right the ship?
Not press. You know, we went back and we watched some stuff against in the Smith Station game, and you know, I think it was 6-26 in the first half, and you know, a lot of really, really good looks, but you know, we couldn't buy a bucket, and then we started to press. And then all of a sudden, you know, we get a lead in the second half, and then they go on a big run. We didn't answer it until the fourth quarter. Body language was bad, and it wasn't necessarily just, you know, toxic or anything. It was we got a bunch of kids who help us win games, and, you know, they felt like they weren't playing well, and they could feel it, and they were frustrated. So We just need to find a way to get off to a good start. You know, last time we played Opelika, it was close, and then we had a big second quarter and just kind of slowly pulled away from there. It should be a fun environment tonight. We need to feed off the energy and just, you know, just show up and play well early, and what happens from there happens from there.
Talk about what you want to see from a team where you would never say that a game like this doesn't matter. It's a rivalry game. It's Opelika. Of course you want to beat him, and but what does it say for your team about, you know, I mean, you guys have wrapped up an area championship. You're hosting here. That's your goal during the regular season. Now what's the goal moving forward in these last two games as you get ready for playoff basketball?
Well, last time out, we played our worst game of the year. So we got to get – you can't go into postseason play not playing well. So we have to find a way to get back on track and get ready to go. So, you know, last time out, again, like we just it wasn't the way that – it wasn't how we play. And so we got to get back to that. And the big thing also is we got to start carrying over the scouting report into games. So that's a big thing tonight. You know, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we just need to be ready to execute that plan. Don't press. Share the basketball and you know, play Auburn basketball. You know, and something that we've really harped on the last couple of days is there's a price to pay for winning, and it's due every single day. So, you know, against Smith Station, we did not pay that bill leading up to the game. We've had a lot better preparation going into this game, so hopefully that pays off with us playing well. And at the end of the day, all you can do is play well, and if you win, you win.
Coach, you're going to get one more inside this gym in the regular season, but this senior night, talk about your seniors, what they mean to this team. I know you've got a few this year that you can go over, but just talk about your seniors and what they've meant to the program.
Yeah, we got three of them with Ja, Brian, and Zion. You know, Ja, this is a big one for him because, you know, he moved over from Opelika. He played his first 2 years there, and then he came over here last year and has been a massive boost to our program. I mean, you've seen him this year and last year. He's been unbelievably good this season, over 1,000 points. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about him. He's also been a leader. We talked to him a lot after the game about certain things we need him to do, and he's really taken that on in the 2 days since that loss. Brian, he's been a guy that we saw him as a freshman playing on the ninth grade team. We're like, man, he does a lot of really good things. He's just small. And then he's gotten stronger. He's worked hard in the weight room, and he's been a really steady point guard for us. And, you know, we need him to be good because he kind of brings a calming influence. Another ball handler, and he's been big. And Zion, man, he has grinded out because he didn't make the team in 7th, 8th grade. I don't know if he made it in 9th grade, and all of a sudden he makes it in 10th grade. He doesn't make varsity as an 11th grader, even though he thought he should. He continued to work hard, and he's been a big part of this team from a mentality standpoint of being ready to go to work. He works hard in practice every single day. Last time out against Opelika, he probably had his best game as a varsity player. And you know, we tell him, along with all of our guards, you know, we don't know when your number's getting called depending on how the game is going. And he's been ready to go whenever his number's been called.
Everybody available for you tonight, Coach?
Yeah, everybody's ready. You know, I think everybody's ready to go get this sour taste out of their mouth from what happened at Smith Station. I think we put too much pressure on ourselves to get rid of the losing streak, to have a chance to go undefeated in an area. I think we were just so tight going into that game that we couldn't enjoy the moment. And hopefully us having experience in this type of atmosphere like we did last week against Central, we come out and we play well. And you know, in 2 weeks, area tournament's going to be in this gym, but we need to send a message that, hey, Tuesday was a fluke. And we're the best team in the area, and we need to go out and take care of business and get back to playing Auburn basketball.
Coach, we wish you the best. Go Tigers, and go beat the Dogs tonight.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
All right, that's Assistant Coach Scott Bagwell on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We appreciate him stopping by. 41-13 is your score between the Auburn High School women and the Opelika High School Bulldogs. We'll run down the halftime numbers for you very quickly as we get towards the last few minutes in this one. For Nazari Fanning, one free throw. For Naomi Wack, 4 points for her. Cherty Daniels with 6 points, and Michaela Jones with 2 points, all that totaling in 13 points.
For Auburn on the other hand, it's 9 points for Leah Tolles. That's a season high for Tolles already. 3 points for Caitlin Mitchell. Soraya Daniels has 13 points on the evening. Daly Alsobrook with 3. Tate Pearson with 4. And Brooke Hallman with 6. 1:15 left to go before we get underway in this second half. Joining me again now is Jacob Goins. Jacob, talk about what we saw in the first half, and then what do you do if you're a team where, let's talk about Auburn, then Opelika. First for Auburn, what do you do if you're Auburn? You're up 41-13. What do you do to work on things, to get better? How do you go about these next few minutes?
Well, first of all, this is Opelika, so you don't take your foot off the gas at all. There's a difference in when you're playing other teams, when you're playing your rival, when you're playing your biggest game of the year when it comes to the rivalry in this town, you let them have it. And that's just how it is. That's how rivalries go. So don't take your foot off the gas. No, you don't want to put up 100, but hey, if you do, why not, right? And then to work on some things, you know, get some of those younger girls in here as well. We saw it early in the first half. I think you continue to do that if you're Auburn High. If you're Opelika, look, they truly feel that they're still in this game, and if they continue to play like they were, if they start knocking down some shots, you just never know. 41-13, yeah, that's a big differential, but if you're Opelika, you got to feel that you're still in this game if you start knocking down some shots.
Auburn and Opelika once again. Auburn out to a big, big lead. Seniors on the court having some fun right now. A couple dance moves for 41-13 again, your score. It'll be Tate Pearson, Christiana Ware, Brooke Hallman, Soraya Daniels, and Leah Tolles for the Auburn Tigers. For the Opelika Dogs, it'll be Tyra Pitts, Naomi Wack, Naziri Fanning. It'll be number 21, Cherty Daniels, and Michaela Jones. Opelika getting set to throw this one in. Throws this one over to Cherty Daniels in the corner. Now over to Tyra Pitts. Gives it back to Daniels, driving baseline. Gives this one out, stolen away by Soraya. Daniels has it for the Tigers. Tigers trying to go up by 30 on this possession. Tolles has it into the corner. Hallman thought about the three. Steps back. Oh, she shoots the three. No good. Rebound to the Dogs underneath.
If she doesn't step back, that's a pure swish shot right there. Just left it a little short on the step back.
Running this one ahead. 41-13 is your score. 7.5 left to go. Shot in the air by Cherty Daniels. No good on the shot, but the rebound to the Auburn Tigers. Excuse me, to the Opelika Bulldogs. That'll go out. Or are they going to get a foul here, I believe? I believe they are going to get a foul. Will they get that on Tate Pearson? I believe so. That'll be her second of the ball game. And Cherty Daniels will go to the line for the Dogs.
And again, just like Opelika, like we talked about in the first half, how do you get back in the ball game on the road? You get to the free throw line, and you got to knock him down, and gets a lucky bounce on that one. There's that rim again,
Daniels,
Jack.
There you go. Used every bit of that rim to get the roll on that one. 7 points for Daniels. And the lead is down to 27.
And if you're Auburn, you've got to prevent Opelika from getting themselves slowly back into this basketball game. Again, keep your foot on the gas. Play good physical defense. Don't do stupid fouls, and just play your game.
Second free throw by Daniels is good. She's got 8 on the night. Leads all scores for Opelika. And it's a 41-15 game. Hallman for the Tigers. Between the legs dribble at the top of the key, working on Fannin. Now a crossover dribble. She'll feed Tolles on the left wing. Leah working on Pitts. Will get it back to Hallman. Runs it around the screen to the left. Now a spin move down the lane. Puts it up from the right side. Had it blocked out of there. Rebound to the Dogs. Good move by Brooke to get to the hole. Just couldn't finish. Back to Tyra Pitts. Pitts has it in the corner. 3 in the air. No good. Rebound to Pearson for the Tigers. Auburn runs it out of there. Hallman now with it. Oh, up ahead to Soraya Daniels. Daniels tried to go up, couldn't find an opening, gets this one out to Pearson. Tate steps behind the line, throws this one over, tried to hit Hallman in the corner, but Opelika with a steal. Cherty Daniels ahead of the pack. Goes up on Christiana Ware. Nice right-handed layup goes for the Dogs.
And a turnover leading to a bucket in transition for the Bulldogs. And again, if you let them start making baskets, if you start committing turnovers, you just never know what's going
to
happen.
Tate Pearson, though, firing it inside to Soraya, who drops it in the bucket. 43-17. Soraya's got 15.
Great response from Auburn. There's Soraya Daniels again, wide open under the basket. She's been there all night long.
Naomi Wack has it for the Dogs. Pearson playing some defense on Daniels. Got the rebound on the block by Christiana Ware. Hallman has it. Feeds Soraya to the bucket. Lays it in.
Perfect two-man game, two-girl game, if you should say, there from Auburn in transition from one side to the other, back to the other one for the open layup.
There's Soraya Daniels again getting her hand on it. That one's taken inside by Cherty Daniels, blocked out of there by Ware. Up ahead to Hallman. Hallman stops, pops from the left-handed layup and good. That'll push it out to a 30-point lead. And if Auburn can keep this lead, that'll be a running clock in the fourth quarter, something Auburn would certainly like to have get out of here quicker. Cherty Daniels with it for the Dogs out front. on the right wing, staring down this 2-3 zone that Auburn drops back into now. Now she'll run down the right side of the paint, put up a wild layup. Rebound goes to Tolles on the miss. Leah ahead for the Auburn Tigers all the way to the bucket. Left-handed layup, no. Rebound to Opelika.
That's a tough shot through three defenders.
Fanning out of there with it, gets it to Pitts on the right wing for the Dogs on the other end. 5:20 left to go, third quarter. Auburn by 30 at home. Fanning has it against Hallman. Now throws this one over to Wack. Wack, an open three. Soraya a little bit late to come around on defense, and that'll go for the junior forward.
Well, just like that, you saw Auburn with a nice response. Opelika came out aggressive in the second half. Auburn with back-to-back-to-back buckets, but a big three there for the Dogs.
47-20, Soraya Daniels dribbling it out front for the Tigers. Now Hallman gives it back to her inside. Gotta love the play call by Courtney Pritchett and Co. That one goes for two. Soraya with 17.
And that's not the first time we've seen that go from one side of the floor to find Soraya Daniels on the opposite side on the low block, wide open down low.
Christiana Ware stepping in front of a pass on the other end. Oh, an athletic play by Soraya Daniels. Gives it to Hallman. Brooke goes up, is fouled on her way to the bucket. No good on the shot, but she'll get two at the charity stripe.
Auburn just a little too much for Opelika right now. They're off and running. They're forcing turnovers. They're out in transition. Opelika unable to catch up and get back on defense, and Auburn really just having their way right now.
So difficult as Brooke Hallman makes the first free throw. Got to be so difficult when you've got the length that Auburn has at the guard position. You've got Soraya Daniels at 6 feet. You got Brooke Hallman at 5'9". Typically you would think that that's not a large guard necessarily, but Brooke kind of plays in that kind of long mentality as the free throw is good by Hallman. You also got Tate Pearson. Tate up at 5'8", a 5'11 player. Daly Alsobrook, you got her at 5'6". So you've got some length on this team at guard. Again, it's not the longest, as there's another steal by the Tigers. Up ahead to Soraya Daniels, and she'll drop it in the bucket for a 33-point lead. But you have a lot of length at guard on this team for the Tigers, and I think that's their calling card. Inside Pitts goes to Keith, has it, puts it up for two, and good for Opelika on the other end. Stops the bleeding momentarily.
Got away with the travel underneath, but able to adjust, get the defense to go by her a little bit, and banked it off the glass.
Daniels has it. We'll walk this one past the center line on Opelika. Keith guarding her out front, right-handed dribble between the legs. Now takes it top of the key, gets a screen from Ware, puts a three in the air, no good off the front rim. Rebound to the Dogs. Dowell up ahead. Throws this one over the defense to Cherty Daniels. Lost it, got it back, put up a layup. Didn't even draw iron, didn't even draw glass on that one. That'll go behind the backboard and back to the Tigers.
It's one of those spots on the floor called no man's land where you're back on the baseline, back behind the basket, just turned and threw up a prayer and just had no chance. Auburn doing just a really, really good job again. Opelika came out in this third quarter, punched Auburn in the mouth just a little bit, nothing too crazy, and Auburn rattling off a bunch of turnovers against Opelika, transition buckets, and even a three.
Leah Tolles runs this one ahead to Caitlin Mitchell, who will take it in from the right wing. The seventh grader gets the floater to go. Auburn back the other way. Excuse me, Opelika back the other way. 55-22. Tigers on top of the Dogs. 3:18 left to go. Pitts inside. Feeds the cutting Keith to the bucket. Keith will lay that one in.
That's tough. She's about the tallest girl on the floor right now as Auburn brought some subs in, and Opelika took advantage.
Daly Alsobrook has it for the Tigers on the left wing. Dribbles it out front at the top of the key. Now feeds Mitchell. Mitchell will work on Pitts. Left-handed dribble. She makes her way back to the top of the key. Looking for a screen from Woody. Won't get it. Opelika almost runs that into a steal. But that'll go out of bounds off of Cherty Daniels and the Dogs. It'll go back to the Tigers.
You see Auburn trying to work it around the edge a little bit, trying to work it around the arc, get something going. And here's the thing, Jack, moving the basketball on offense, it moves the defense. When the ball moves, the defense moves. That's how you create holes, and Auburn trying to do that here on offense.
Tolles has it top of the key, takes it down from the free throw line, had it blocked out of there. Whack up ahead for the Dogs, gives it to Daniels. Daniels down the lane, blocked by Caitlin Mitchell. Oh, blocked by Caitlin Mitchell. Believe they'll get a foul, though. Yes, they will. They'll get that one on Caitlin Mitchell. Looked clean from this end.
It was clean up top, but I think they're going to get it underneath. Maybe with the legs got tangled up a little bit, maybe even with the body. But clean, it was up top. It was perfectly clean. I think it's something underneath.
Tell you what, though. That's a seventh grader, folks, running the floor there and getting a block on Cherty Daniels, the junior forward for Opelika. You got to be excited about the future of Caitlin Mitchell.
Oh, no doubt. And like we talked about, getting eighth graders, seventh graders playing in the second half of a varsity girls basketball game against Opelika of all schools. I mean, you can't put into words how good and important that is for the future of Auburn High School basketball.
Free throw no good for Charity Daniels. And kind of going back to that longer guard mentality that Auburn plays with, or that roster that they're made up of, Caitlin Mitchell in seventh grade at 5'9 already. I mean, that's – and probably still is going to be able to grow some more. I mean, that's another guard that Auburn can look at and go, there's some length that we can – you know, we can kind of play with for a few years.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, potential to grow a little bit more as just, like you said, a seventh grader. But Auburn definitely playing into the length of their guards.
Opelika on the deck with a couple of rebounds after the missed free throw. A nice play by Leah Tolles as she tipped it away. Charity Daniels with it. Gets this one ended back to Opelika. Caitlin Mitchell had it, lost it for the Tigers. Gets it back to the Dogs. And taking it to the bucket is number 15, Deja Keith. She'll be fouled. Who will they get the foul on? It'll be number 24. That's Kasia Woody, who will pick up her first.
That is high school basketball right there at its finest. Swatted one way, tipped the other way, ball on the floor, bodies hitting the floor, no possession, and Opelika somehow comes up with it, gets a shot off, knocks down the first free throw. That is high school basketball in itself. You just don't ever know what's going to happen sometimes.
Deja Keith knocks it down. She's got 5, 30-point lead for the Auburn Tigers. 2:32 left to go in this one, in this third quarter, that is. Free throw no good off the front of the rim. Opelika with another rebound, though. Naomi Wack inside, got away with a travel. Now Tyra Pitts, a three ball from the right wing, no good. Rebound on the deck again. Naomi Wack had it, lost it. Put up the layup, no good. Rebound, two. That'll go out of bounds off of Opelika. That'll be back to the Tigers.
Tigers giving up some offensive rebounds here late in this third quarter, but they're sticking with the play, right? A lot of times you see when a team will get an offensive rebound, they have an open shot, even an open three at times. Auburn able to stick with them and not giving up on the play.
Tolles in some trouble, gets this one off to Alsabrook. Now back to Tolles, and now they're ahead of the pack, 3-on-2. Puts up the shot from the free throw line, had it blocked, but they're going to get a foul, I believe, on number 3, Naomi Wack. Yes, that'll be her second of the ball game.
Late call. She got hacked, if you will. I mean, just slapped. You could hear her from here on the arm from behind, so Knowles will head to the free – or Tolles, excuse me, will head to the free throw line.
Leah puts up the first one and in. Leah Tolles with double digits on the evening. Hat tip of the cap to Leah Tolles tonight. 10 points for the sophomore guard. Another one for Tolles at the line. Spins it up there and in. 11 points for Leah Tolles, and it's a 57-25 lead. Tyra Pitts working this one ahead for the Dogs. Charity Daniels now with it on the left wing, working on Alsabrook for the Tigers. Spin move down the lane, tried to go up on Kasia Woody. Had it blocked but got fouled underneath. Will they get that again on Woody? Or will that be the first for Alsabrook? They're going to get that for Kasia Woody. That'll be her second of the game, second in really as many minutes as in 2 minutes here. 57-25, your score.
You know, calling high school basketball myself, Jack, I have noticed that high school girls, a lot of times, believe it or not, they are more physical than the boys' games. Like when you go inside the paint, you better be ready to take a hit because the girls don't care. They're going to hit somebody and make you earn it, whether it's at the free throw line like we're seeing right now from Opelika or just get off the floor and go at it again. The girls in varsity basketball in high school, they do not play around sometimes, man.
Charity Daniels hits the free throw. She's got 12 on the evening, 57-26, a 31-point lead. She'll get another one at the line. Spins it up in the air and good for Charity Daniels, who's got 13 on the evening. Inbounded to Caitlin Mitchell for the Tigers. Mitchell running this one ahead with the right hand. Crossover dribble as she gets it past half court. Gives it back to Tolles, who had it stolen away by Daniels. Opelika on the break. 3-on-1 to the bucket. Whack all the way down the right side of the lane. Missed the layup. Rebound to Charity Daniels underneath. She goes up top for two more. Can't get the shot to fall. A foul is called. I believe they're going to get Kasia Woody. No, they will get that number 2.
Trying to see who they called it on.
He said number. I thought he just held up a 2. Maybe thought Kasia Woody was under there, so we're going to give it to her.
And they may have gotten it on Morgan. I don't know if they got it on her or not. I didn't see it.
I got it on somebody down there. Free throw up and no good by Charity Daniels. Well, and you mentioned a moment ago just the toughness of these girls. You know, it's a physical game. This is a full contact sport.
There's no doubt about it. And again, when you go into the paint, when you're playing high school basketball, especially at this level at 7A, you better be ready to take a shot down there and earn your spot on the floor.
Charity Daniels will get a second one for the Bulldogs. Spins it up and in. And now you're flirting with the line. It's Trudy Daniels goes into 15 points on the evening, having a really nice night for the Dogs. She's got more than half of their points tonight. But I think now you're getting into the part of the game where if you're Auburn, you're kind of playing with that 30-point line. You're wondering, can we get the running clock? And not really necessarily anything that's going to show up in the stat book, but, you know, something that the Auburn Tigers can kind of flirt with here over the last 9 minutes or so. Hallman has it on the left wing, working it against the Opelika defense. A nice step-back dribble. She lost it momentarily. She'll have to run it down into Soraya. Spin move. Goes up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Pulled down. Christiana Ware underneath with Monica Wack. They'll fight for that one in the jump ball. We'll give it back to the Tigers. 1:29 left to go in the third quarter. Auburn up 57-28.
Soraya Daniels, her footwork is unbelievable. Man, she had the basketball on the low left block, spun up to the free throw line, took a tough shot, unable to get it to go. But you can tell she's going to be great at the next level.
Pearson looking for an entry pass. Gets it into Hallman, who fights her way off a screen. Three in the air by Brooke. No good. Rebound to the Opelika Bulldogs. And a foul going to be called underneath on.
I believe they're going to get it on Auburn.
They're going to be on Auburn. I believe they'll get that. Christiana Ware will pick up her first foul of the evening. I believe that's actually her second foul. Excuse me. Christiana Ware with two on the evening. 1:23 left to go in the third quarter. Opelika inbounding. As they'll go up to the floor.
Get a sub here for Opelika.
Number one, Zari Fanning will make her way back into the ball game. She is a freshman guard. Hope Alaka will have her for a few years. She's a starter for the Dogs. That one thrown up towards half court. Tate Pearson running with Charity Daniels the whole way. Knocks that one out, and Opelika will throw it in front of the Auburn bench.
Good turnout here tonight as we get closer to the fourth quarter. Both stands are full.
Pass up ahead to Charity Daniels, cutting towards the basket. Nobody home for the Tigers, and that'll drop for the 17th point of the evening for Charity Daniels. Well, if you got a bright spot for Opelika, that's it. Hallman with it. Feeds Pearson on the right wing. Left-handed dribble. Finds the open Daly Alsterbrook, way short on the three. A saved by Brooke Hallman. Almost save. I believe she stepped on the baseline. So that'll go back to Opelika.
Yeah, you're looking at close to NBA, WNBA range there from three. Just she was back there, no doubt. It kind of just left a little bit short.
We've seen Daly make those before. Think on that one. She may have second-guessed as she was going up in the air. 57-30. Tigers on top of the Dogs. There's a nice move, though, by Dowell. Nasia Dowell with her first points of the evening. 57-32, Auburn up ahead. Alsterbrook will pull up from about 14 and hit the shot. Auburn answers on the other end. 59-32, 37 seconds left to go.
Nice bounce back from Alsterbrook. Just a good-looking jump shot about 12 feet out.
5 points for Daly. Alsterbrook whacked down the left side of the lane. Blocked out of there by Christiana Ware. Now it's Hallman up ahead to Soraya. Daniels lost it off her fingertips. Crossover dribble, couldn't get it back. Dowell runs this one ahead for the Dogs. Right-handed dribble, she'll bring it back out. Now a spin move as she feeds Wack, cutting to the basket. Right side, she'll turn around on Tate Pearson. Now feed Dowell. Behind the arc at the right wing, put that one up way long as that'll go out of bounds back to Auburn. 8.9 seconds left to go into third.
Yeah, we'll see what Auburn draws up here as they have had the basketball. 8.9 length of the floor to go. I think everybody in the gym knows who this ball will probably go to. They'll try to work it to Soraya Daniels, maybe even possibly get Daly Alsterbrook an open shot as well.
Hallman gets it, a spin move as she uses it to get free. 5-on-4 for the Tigers. Hallman will just step in and fire from the right wing, and she knocks it home for three. And that's how the third quarter will end. 30-point lead for the Auburn Tigers. Brooke Hallman hits another three on the evening. That's her second of the night. She's got 13 and an Auburn Tiger lead by 30.
Hallman, she's a 45% three-point shooter on the year. She stepped into that one like a 70% three-point shooter. Knew the time, knew the situation, stepped in, shot it, and knocked it down.
If you're keeping track at home, that's actually 15 for Brooke Hallman. Didn't count a two-pointer earlier. Sorry about that one, Brooke. 62-32. We'll take a 30-second timeout and come right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is Auburn's hometown home center. With top brands and an easy-to-use drive-through lumber yard, we have what you need to get the job done. Russell Building Supply, East University Drive in Auburn.
Become a Russell Rewards member.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
62-32, Auburn way out in front of the Opelika Bulldogs. 8 minutes on the clock for the fourth quarter. Alongside me here is Jacob Goins, providing a little bit of color commentary for this game. And Jacob, what do you think so far? Your first game of the Auburn Tigers. Seems like they're putting on a pretty good show for you.
Yeah, doing all right. Up by 30 as they head to the fourth. 62-32 Auburn over Opelika. And you can really just see the talent of this Auburn High School varsity girls team. Very lengthy, as you've talked about, very fast. They force a lot of turnovers, and they do everything just really, really well.
Opelika gets it in quick, and Naomi Wack knocks it down from the left wing. That's a three. Give her her second three ball of the evening. And a 10-point night for Naomi Wack. Hallman runs this one ahead for the Tigers. Back to Daniels at the top of the key. She'll step there, shoot the three. No good off the back rim. Rebound to the Dogs. Wack runs this one ahead with a right-handed dribble. Crosses over on Alsobrook at the left wing. Now fires another three off the back iron. No good. Rebound by Christiana Ware. Pulls it out of there. Tigers on the run. Ware down the right side. Stops. Gives it back to Alsobrook. Three in the air by Daly is good.
Perfect play. Three looked good from down here on Opelika. Couldn't get it to go. Ripped it out from underneath and all the way ahead for a nice-looking three.
Now a running clock will go down. 65-35, a 30-point lead for the Tigers. And that'll go back to Auburn. Believe we'll get a travel on Opelika. So that'll go back to Auburn. Hallman has it. Advances it to Soraya. Three in the air again by Soraya. Knocks it down. The Tigers are hot from beyond the arc.
Auburn showing no mercy against Opelika here in the fourth.
19 for Soraya Daniels. 6:46 left to go in this one. Wack into the ball game. Feeds the sister in the corner. Blocked out of there by, it looked like that was Alsobrook who got a piece of it. Rebound by Opelika. Trying to throw it out of there is Cherty Daniels. Holds it over her head. Skips it across. Too tall for Deja Keith. That'll go out of bounds and back to the blue and white.
Soraya just a point off of her season average of 20, I would assume. With 6.5 to go, she's got a pretty good chance to get there.
Soraya up ahead to Brooke Hallman. Uses the right-handed dribble to get free. Steps to the top of the key. Thought about the three. Nice move getting inside. Euro stepped to the hole. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound to the Dogs. Opelika has it. Stolen by Soraya Daniels on the air. It passed. Inside to Christiana Ware. Oh, can't finish. Rebound to the Dogs. Now a baseball pass up ahead to Cherty Daniels. Daniels went down as she was spun around by Soraya Daniels. Believe they're going to say, is that a foul on Soraya?
I believe so. It's going to be a foul, and she is still down on the floor.
Cherty Daniels, an awkward move there as she went down to the floor, kind of bent one knee, spun around on that ankle, and you got to hope she's okay. Lying down on her stomach underneath the basket down here. 5:59 left to go, 68-35. Fourth quarter, and while we've got an injury, let's actually go over a couple of storylines for this one. We mentioned that Opelika does come into this season in 7A now. They were in 6A last year. Mm-hmm. Looking to rebound tonight, the biggest key tonight I thought for Opelika was take care of the Auburn guards. You had to guard the guards is how I put it. Soraya Daniels, Brooke Hallman, they torched the Dogs last time out with 54 combined points between the two. What have you seen tonight from Auburn? It really hadn't changed very much from those two providing a lot of the scoring output.
No, and you can obviously tell that Auburn goes towards them and they rely on them for offense as we see her able to get up off the floor, walk sort of under her own power, so hopefully she is okay.
Cherty Daniels, yeah, limping off over there, maybe that left ankle.
Yeah,
giving
I'm not too sure what it is, but she's on the bench now.
Obviously.
Getting some medical treatment. She's in some pain, unfortunately.
Obviously in some pain, but fortunately was able to walk off under her own power, so that's good news to see. Hallman ahead for the Tigers now with a 33-point lead. Brooke shoots this one around to Alsobrook, top of the key, gives this one to Soraya, ripped through, steps back, thought about the 15-footer, gives this one out to Tate. Pearson, a three in the air from the left wing, no, short off the top of the rim, rebound to Soraya, underneath for Christiana Ware, shoots the 7-footer, no good, rebound to the Dogs. Whack ahead for Opelika, 5.5 left to go in the last period of this one. Pitts has this one, check that, that's Fanning who went up for two. They're going to say Brooke Hallman fouled her underneath. Wow, look clean from over here.
Yeah, look clean, but got her maybe on the wrist underneath. I couldn't quite see it. Look clean from our angle, but again, Opelika works themselves to the free throw line with 5:27 to go.
Something that Opelika has done well tonight, you mentioned it just now, Opelika in the bonus. Auburn with 17 fouls. Opelika with only two fouls. They've stayed out of foul trouble and have gotten to the rim, it seems like. Something you can build on if you're Opelika.
And something they've done a lot better in the second half. They didn't do it a whole lot in the first half, but they came out, if you remember, in the third quarter. That's how they sort of made Auburn sweat a little bit, was getting to the free throw line. They hit a couple of them before Auburn went on a nice big run and really just put this thing away.
Fanning hits both free throws, 68-37. Hallman will work this ahead for the Tigers again. Hands it off to Alsobrook, who will run point at the top of the key on Pitts. A box formation underneath for the Tigers, and Hallman will come out to get the pass. Over to Soraya Daniels on the left wing. Rip through on Keith, takes her down the baseline. They'll get a foul on Keith underneath. I believe that's going to be the first for Deja Keith.
And credit to Opelika. Again, I've said it a lot here in this second half, but they have continued to fight. You haven't seen them get super frustrated, super flustered, right? They have continued to fight, but more credit to Auburn, who has just shut them down and not let them get any momentum.
Time on the floor. We'll take 30 seconds off your hands and then bring it right back on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
So you want to know what it's like to be a college student at Southern Union? I'll tell you, you get the best of both worlds, low costs and small class sizes, plus all the perks that come from attending a school in an ideal college setting. Get as involved on campus as you want, or buckle down and get ready to join the workforce fast. Visit suscc.edu to schedule an in-person tour or to register now for next semester.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Quick entry pass in for Tate Pearson, gives it to Soraya. Daniels all the way to the bucket. No good on the shot, but she gets fouled going up. She'll get a couple at the line. If you're just joining us, a big lead for the Auburn Tigers, the Auburn High School Women's Tigers. That is 68-37 over Opelika right now. Soraya Daniels at the line. Joining me courtside is Jacob Goins. Pretty good first night of Auburn basketball for you tonight. What have you seen from the Tigers that you've liked as the first free throw is good?
Just aggressiveness on both sides of the floor. You've seen Auburn force turnover after turnover over this Opelika Bulldogs team. And like I mentioned earlier, Auburn has not just settled. When they force those turnovers, they look to push the basketball. They find Soraya Daniels. They find Brooke Hallman. They find their scorers, and they put up 70 points in less than four quarters. So this team is very aggressive, very lengthy, very active with their hands on defense, and they have forced, just again, turnovers after turnovers, and really has sped up Opelika on the offensive side and really made them uncomfortable.
Fanning a three in the air on the other end for the Dogs. No good. Soraya has a rebound up ahead to Brooke. Hallman all the way to the bucket. Oh, a nice left-handed layup goes for Brooke Hallman. Nifty move by the sophomore guard.
And whether it's turnovers or missed baskets, there's Auburn again running in transition and finding Hallman for a nice bucket.
Inside to Fanning go the Dogs. Out of there by Daly. Tate Pearson has it, gets this one to Christiana Ware, knocked out of her hands by Pitts. Tyra Pitts on the floor. They're going to get a foul on Christiana Ware. Yes, I believe they will.
Yeah, just a reach-in foul. Opelika hits the floor. Christiana Ware, reach down for the basketball. Gets her on the reach-in foul.
3:40 left to go in this one. Clock will stop momentarily. Not completely sure why, actually, as you're supposed to have a running clock with anything above a 30-point lead, but clock will stop. Free throw in the air for the 1-and-1. For Tyra Pitts, she knocks home the first one. Soraya Daniels out of the game. Actually, going to get a whole cavalry of substitutions here. Kasia Woody, Antoinette Morgan, Jonah Wood, Caitlin Mitchell, and Leah Tolles in the ballgame now for the Tigers.
And that'll probably do it for most of the starters for this Auburn team. Put up 72 points. You're up on Opelika big. And a great way for a couple of seniors to go out and a great way for the starters to put an end to this Opelika season for at least this matchup.
No good on the second free throw. Auburn will bring this ahead. Caitlin Mitchell has it, holds it above her head, gives this one back to Tolles. Tolles down the right side, tried a bounce pass inside to Woody, couldn't get it. And now a foul. I believe Leah got her. She was going by. That's number 12. Sharmitha Pearson, who's checked into the ballgame for the black and red. 72-38, Auburn way out in front on the Opelika Bulldogs. The Auburn High School Women's Tigers going to – Auburn High School Lady Tigers, that is, excuse me – going to improve to 12-4 on the year, 5-1 in area four play. Have to see the result – from the Central Opelika game tonight, as an Auburn win and a Central loss gives Auburn the area. I have to go back and look at that result. The tiebreaker, we believe, is going to would be a coin flip in that instance, but trying to avoid that, I think, if it's all way possible.
Who does Central play tonight?
They're playing, not Opelika, it'll be Smith Station.
Smith, okay.
Who they get tonight,
okay.
Yes.
Well, when you look at Smith Station, right, they're coming off a loss versus Auburn, but lots of confidence going into that game, right? You have a chance to take down Central, who has been so good in so many sports, right? And I'm sure that Smith knows they have a chance to knock down Central to what would be a coin toss with this Auburn team.
What does it say to playing spoiler almost on a season? You know, I mean, it's something where you are still in it. You can win a game and get into the state playoffs, but there's something to be said there about playing a team that's right down the road from you and playing spoiler to their season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you got that extra motivation, not that you need it playing these types of teams, but just a little bit of extra motivation to get you knowing you can hurt them a little bit and benefit yourself, always a good thing.
Free throw no good on this end by Opelika. Antoinette Morgan has it in the backcourt. Got to get rid of it. Been in the half court a long time. Tries to throw this one over to Caitlin Mitchell. That's 10 seconds, and that'll go back to the Dogs. And I think there, Antoinette, hard to remember as a court because you hardly ever are the one that's bringing the ball up. 2.5 left to go. Around the horn it goes to Wack as it drives inside. Away with a walk, put up the Euro step layup. No, a nice rebound by Antoinette Morgan, but she goes down to her knees. That'll be a travel on Antoinette. Send it back to the Dogs.
Yeah, just a lot of traffic in there right now, and she came down with a basketball, maybe got shoved a little bit here and there, hits the floor, and unfortunately gets called for the travel.
Opelika looking for the inbound. Wack has it on the left wing, gets this one in the corner too. Believe that is Pearson over there. Yes, that's Pearson who runs that one down. Wack has it on the right wing, crossover dribble on Morgan, feeds Pearson out on the right wing once again. Spin move on Wood, trying to go towards the basket. Now gives it off to Pitts in the corner. Guarded by Mitchell, steps inside. Shoots the 9-footer, no good. Rebound, fought for on the deck, puts it back up. Oh, in and out by Fanning. She'll get to the line with 1:50 left to go.
That thing almost went down, Jack.
Went halfway down, didn't it? 72-38, 1:43 left to go in this one. Hey, stay tuned after this one. Going to be the Auburn High School men taking on the Opelika Bulldogs. Auburn High already has wrapped up the Area 4 championship in a regular season. They'll be the one seed and host the area tournament. Looking for bragging rights tonight over a good Opelika team as the first free throw goes for Fanning.
Yeah, looking forward to the boys game a little bit as you kind of just preview that a little bit. The gym is full, right? I said that already. There are very, very few seats on both sides of this gym. You have both ends of the railings up top are completely full. So should be an exciting environment in here as Auburn gets set to take on Opelika in the boys' game.
Still got time to make it out if you're looking to get to that one. Fanning knocks down both free throws. Jonah Wood has it for the Tigers. Tried to feed Tate Pearson in the corner, but that's tipped out of bounds on Opelika. Nice to see Tate Pearson and Christiana Ware getting in the ball game for this last minute and a half. Your two seniors on this year's squad. Tate going to be attending at the University of Alabama coming up next season. Christiana Ware going to be attending a four-year college. Hasn't decided yet, but an interesting note on Christiana Ware. We believe, and we were handed this note earlier, going to compete, or at least attempt to compete, in the 2028 Summer Olympics in track and field. How about that?
Wow.
Tate Pearson with a three ball in the corner. No good. Rebound on the deck for the Opelika Bulldogs. Yeah, had that note passed to us earlier. Certainly an interesting storyline for Christiana Ware. We wish her luck in her endeavors.
Yeah, nothing wrong with having an Olympian or future Olympian to put on your resume.
That's it. Opelika cleans up some trash inside. Michaela Jones able to scoop it up off the deck and drop it in the bucket. 25 seconds as this one runs down. 72-42. Caitlin Mitchell, a three in the air off the front iron. No good. Rebound to the Dogs. Opelika running this one ahead. Kalia Williams has checked into the ball game for the Dogs. Gets this one over to Naomi Wax. Stolen away by Leah Tolles. Tolles has it on the right wing. Stops. Pops for three off the glass and the iron. No good. Rebound to Opelika. 5 seconds. 4 seconds ticking down. Wack will run this one ahead. Throw it all the way at the goal from about three-quarter court. She almost hits the shot off the front rim.
Oh, man.
That would have been maybe the shot of the year for kind of the Mr. Irrelevant in a draft. That would have been just about the same thing.
That was from the opposite three-point line just about, as she let it absolutely fly.
72-42. Auburn gets the win. They improved to 12-4 on the season, 5-1 in area play. Stay tuned on the Auburn High School Sports Network. We'll come back, break this one down, give you the post-game numbers, and then look ahead to the men's game on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area, and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success too. Hi, David Fittner here, owner of University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your family-owned and operated neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. Getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship. University Ace, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High Tigers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We're live from Auburn Bank Signing Day. Angela scanning the closing documents. Looks like the competitive rate her Auburn Bank mortgage lender promised. She gets the pen, clicks it once, twice, spin move, and we have a signature. Angela Green is a first-time homeowner. With competitive rates, online applications, and hands-on mortgage lenders, the wins just feel bigger. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 403461.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's newest premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and our calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu, or call the box office at 334-844-TIXS.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Auburn Lady Tigers get a big win, 72-45 over the Opelika Bulldogs tonight. Tigers use a 27-2 start to get way out in front of this one, put it away early, and eventually end up with the almost 30-point win. And yet again, there's that 30-point win that you've seen over the last three games, now the last four games. Auburn starting to play their best basketball. To give you a quick look at the post-game numbers, first for the Opelika Bulldogs, it's Zari Fanning with 4 points. Naomi Wack with 10 on the evening. Tyra Pitts with one. Deja Dowell with 2 points. Deja Keith with five. You had 17 from Charity Daniels and four for Michaela Jones. On the other end for the Auburn Tigers, Caitlin Mitchell, the seventh grader, with five. 11 points for Leah Tolls, her career night, by the way. Two for Christiana Ware. 22 for Soraya Daniels. We've become accustomed to that. 8 points for Daly Alsobrook. Four for Tate Pearson. And 17 for Brooke Hallman. Kind of a quiet 17 for Brooke tonight, but nonetheless, two really good scoring performances from both Soraya Daniels and Brooke Hallman. Jacob, talk us through that one. Kind of wrap things up for us. What did you see tonight from Auburn that was impressive? And then we'll look ahead to the men's game.
Well, we talked about coming into a rivalry game with Opelika, which we'll talk a little bit more about with the boys coming up in just a few minutes. But it's important to be emotional because it is that rivalry game, but not be so emotional to where you commit silly fouls and put yourself in a bad situation. Auburn didn't do that. They jumped on Opelika early. They jumped on Opelika often. And you see Soraya Daniels score 22, so she hit her season average and hit a couple of more as well. You mentioned Hallman with a quiet 17, but she was very active both sides of the floor. And again, Auburn just forcing those turnovers, making Opelika extremely uncomfortable in the half court on offense. Very, very few times did the Bulldogs get to set up their half-court offense and get good shots. And then when they did, they just couldn't knock them down. And so Auburn, give all the credit to them. They played really well. Huge victory here tonight on senior night for the varsity girls.
Just as you mentioned, thought the Auburn defense, the Auburn pressure tonight was really what kind of allowed them to get out into transition, into the game. And, boy,
build that big lead to start out. You've seen Auburn really start to pick it up on the other end, on the defensive end, with steals, with pressure, getting hands on the ball like you mentioned so often in that game. It's just the way that Auburn defense has come to play over the last few games has really kind of elevated this team from a sense of what's their potential on the year. I think that that's really interesting to look at from an Auburn sense, that defensive intensity like you're talking about.
And it's always good to get a win over Opelika, right? And you get to take that as you get closer and closer to postseason play. You'll get to carry that. You also have bragging rights, right? I mean, that's always so big in these rivalry matchups. So, yeah, great win for the varsity girls. Now it's time for the varsity boys to double down.
Also waiting on some clarification from across the way. You have Central and Smith Station still playing in that women's area four. And Central probably, if you have to look at things, Central probably the favorite in that one. We're still waiting on confirmation from that score. But once we have that, Auburn has done its job. They've picked up the win tonight over Opelika. In the event of a Central loss, Auburn will win the area outright. We believe in the event of a Central win, we'll be in store for a coin flip, as they don't have enough common opponents would be the tiebreaker after you go down the list a good way. So Auburn has done their job. 72-45, your final score tonight. And with that, we turn the page to the men's game tonight. The Auburn High School men at 20-3 on the season. Their best start since the turn of the century. That's right. It's been since 2000 since this team has gotten out to this big of a start. Another interesting stat for this team since the year 2000. This is their best margin between games. Not necessarily margin of victory, but just margin between each game that they've had since that year. That sits at 12 points right now. If that were to stand, boy, this team is going to do something that we haven't seen legitimately this millennium. Jacob, talk about how just difficult it is to do that, not only in area ball, but in 7A ball.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about 7A basketball. We talked about Opelika moving from 6A to 7A, but how about Auburn just consistently being a competitor in 7A ball? I think that is something that has to be not just basketball across all sports, but to be best of the best in the state of Alabama. And for Auburn High to be 20-3 overall at this level, I mean, you have to shout that out as much as possible, because it's really, really difficult with the amount of talent in this state, with the amount of talent you play every single time you walk on the floor, whether you're home or away. And speaking of those away environments, I mean, you play in some of the toughest gyms in the state of Alabama. So all the credit in the world to this coaching staff and to this team, because they're really, really good.
With last week, actually this past week, just down the road on 431 this week, Auburn went down to Smith Station trying to wrap up the area outright. They weren't able to get the win over a struggling Smith Station team at 0-4 in the area. Now they're 1-4, Auburn at 4-1. The good news, though, Central takes care of Opelika last week, so Auburn is your Area 4 outright champions this season in the regular season. They will host coming up. That's got to be big for this Auburn team to be able to host area in their own building.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the couple of different factors and benefits you get from being home and hosting all of that at home. A, you're in your home gym. You know the backdrops. You know the locker room. You know your own floor, and you don't have to adjust to that going on the road. B, you don't have to travel, right? You get to go, and you get to play in your home gym after school or whatever it may be. You don't have to get on the bus and, you know, do that whole part of going on the road and being a part of that. You get to play in your home gym. And the third and best part, you get to play in front of your home crowd. Sure, there will be some opposing fans here, but you play in front of your Auburn Tigers fans, and that cannot be understated. It's just so big to be able to play postseason ball at home.
And now we turn our attention, of course, to senior night. It is for these Auburn High School seniors, first of which is Zion Fletcher, number 55, a senior guard at 5'10". Hard work goes rewarded. He finds a varsity spot this season, and he's playing good minutes for the Tigers. Brian Kim, another one, a senior guard at 5'10", 145 pounds, wears number 5 on this team. A 2-year starter for this team, by the way. Brian Kim has been very special in facilitating the offense and really coming up with some big defensive steals. And then finally, the man himself, it's the 5'10", 170-pound point guard, a senior this year, is number 1, Ja Carr. And he celebrated tonight as he picked up his 1,000th career point earlier this season. Just an incredible career by Ja, and hopefully a couple more special moments down the stretch here by this senior.
Yeah, I mean, even as somebody that calls Lee Scott basketball, you know the name Jock Carr. I mean, he is a fantastic player. He's a fantastic scorer. He's a shot creator. He's a shot maker. And he's just an absolute ball player. And I'm really excited to get to see him in person for the first time. I've heard great things, obviously, from you and from Scott Bagwell, assistant coach for the Auburn High Boys. And just really excited to see what he does for the parents and for the fans. It's always a really fun night.
Senior night coming to a close. We're about to get the warm-up period underway, so we're going to throw it to break for a couple of minutes. We'll take 2 minutes on the Auburn High School Sports Network. Come back, break this one down a little bit more, and go over your starting lineups here on the Auburn High School Sports Network. It's Auburn and Opelika coming up next on the Auburn High School Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop